Hey everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 309 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 16, Destined for Greatness.
It aired September 25th, 1999, is written by Judd Lynn and directed again by your boy and mine, Ryuta Tasaki. I just closed it without reading it.
Ryuta Tasaki.
Tasaki, it is Tasaki.
The real MVP of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. All I'm saying is he showed up and it turned around.
Yeah.
So I got big hopes, big plans for you, baby. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. And again, just started episode 13. You don't need to. You don't need to bother. Here's what you need to know from before then.
Watch the first episode, the first two parter,
the two parter,
and then skip to 13.
Yeah.
Maybe watch Double Duty.
You can watch Double Duty if you want, but it's optional.
Yeah, you don't need to. You're not gonna. I mean, you'll miss an okay episode, but not any story stuff.
You said September, right? The last episode was like May.
Yeah.
So this was like, hey, cool. Magnum Defender's dead now, and Mike's back. We'll see you in September.
The last episode was May 22nd.
Yikes, that's a big gap. Well, I guess, without any further ado, let's go watch Destined for Greatness.
Go Galactic! And we are back. And we watched Destined for Greatness, and I think this ruled. I don't know how you feel about it.
I was pretty into it. I am super happy that Lost Galaxy picked right up. All they had to do was call in my boy Ryuta, and that's it. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating or review in any of those places, that would be great. Sorry, Apple Podcasts, not iTunes, whatever.
Look, if you open up iTunes on your computer, you could still go there.
That's how I get it. It's through iTunes. On my computer. I don't actually use that anymore because my laptop is so outdated, it will not connect to my iPod. And I actually use an iPod. I don't use my phone like the rest of America. But anyway, please leave us a rating review if you would be so kind. We'd really appreciate it, and it helps people find the show. And that's cool and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of new people, our second episode of our little story arc on the One Shot Podcast is live. It wraps up us playing Magi Monsters. It's a lot of fighting and a lot of monsters, and it's pretty fun. You should go check that out if you haven't yet. And if you're from there, hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome to the podcast.
I was going to save that. I was going to save that for a little bit later, but if you want to just blow it here, that's fine.
There's not a quota. You can say it, too.
I try to only do it every, like, 10 episodes or so. on the tens, but, you know, sometimes we're...
I'm cracking the code now.
I don't know if you guys have puzzled it out.
Taking a peek at the Matrix.
Yeah. I got a lot of little things like that hidden throughout the podcast. If you rabbits your way through it, you can restart the universe.
Please don't.
Anyway.
Only reboot the universe if you can promise me Mario Odyssey will exist.
Oh,
in
God.
It.
Can we? Hey, I love this episode. Can we just talk about Mario Odyssey?
Yeah, because I feel like we are a ways away from the next Tattooed Teenagers episode.
Yeah.
Which would just be a Mario Odyssey episode if we did it right now.
Maybe what we should do is we should, after we finish recording, we should just record us talking about it for like a half an hour and just throw that up on Patreon.
Okay.
Of like, hey,
I think we could do that.
Here's the Hey Jake and Josh podcast. It's whenever we have something to talk about.
Or we could record that right now.
I don't want to have to cut it out.
That's fair. Okay.
Anyway, we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and help keep the lights on and pay those gimmicks that keep sending the mail call bills, as Chris Sims and Stone Cold Steve Austin say. We still got to record that other Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills. We'll do that soon. I don't know how soon, but we'll do that soon.
Do we need to do another one? I thought we were caught up on that.
No, we did one of the two. Because we have to do two every time we get it. Because we do two episodes.
Crap.
We only watched two episodes. We got to watch three for the next one.
So, I am very excited to talk about other nostalgia things.
Yeah, that's what the podcast is good for. But anyway, patreon.com/JakeandJosh. If you're feeling generous and you want to help us out, that would be super appreciated. And yeah, speaking of patrons, we got some new ones, Josh.
All right, lay them on me.
So the last one I remember saying twice, because for this and Pokemon World Tour, is Redemption.
Okay.
I don't think we've done any past that on this show. If we have, hey guys, you're getting a Bobo. First up, Janine is a patron.
Thank you, Janine.
So is Samwise.
Thank you, Samwise.
And Zachary.
Thank you, Zachary.
And a new one. Oh. This came in.
Was this live? This is coming live?
It's a day old, but okay. I didn't see it. Daniel is a patron too.
Thank you, Daniel, very much.
Thank you guys so much for helping out the show and helping us out.
Yeah.
Helping us, you know, like eating stuff. So,
he's ready.
He's ready to go. Let's just go. Without any further ado, you want to just jump right in?
I do.
This episode was pretty good.
Yeah.
There's some weird stuff. There's some goofy stuff.
There was
one big old goof thing at the end. And there was like a couple other weird, cute things that I really am excited to talk about. We start off with everybody at the boys' apartment, and Leo is making a toast to Mike. And he's like, to Mike, who's not dead.
I knew you could do it.
You did it. Congratulations. And Mike's really weird about it. He's like, yeah, except it was not me. It was the Magna Defender. And without the Magna Defender saving me. And then we get this huge montage recap of the whole Magna Defender's life and times, which I realize now is because there was a 3-month gap.
Yeah.
Well, four month gap.
When you watch them less than a week apart, it's like, guys, we know all that. We just saw it. But when they're 3 to 4 months apart, like they were when they aired, I get it.
Look, they had no idea about Netflix or DVDs.
That's true.
They didn't know that the whole season was going to be available on DVD.
Binge watching wasn't even a thought yet.
No, you couldn't. Unless you taped them all.
Unless you taped them all on 10 cassette tapes.
Yeah, three episodes a piece.
There happened to be a marathon on TV.
But they never did it on... For Power Rangers,
yeah,
because
they
that
never
was on...
just played all of a season of Power Rangers. The only marathon you could get is A Christmas Story for 24 hours.
I mean, like every once in a while, TNT would be like, we're doing Xena for 9 hours. Right. Or wherever would be like, hey, guys, you want like 6 hours of whatever? And they would do that. But like Power Rangers was on Fox, and like Fox had a very strict programming schedule. So maybe you got two in a row sometimes, but that was about it. So we kind of fade, and then we come back, and Leo hands Mike a box, or he presents him a box and opens it, and his dog tags are in there. And Mike pulls his dog tags up, and he's like, what happened to these? And Leo's like, oh, it's a long story. It's not.
No, it
got
shot.
Story. A little sleepy needle hit it? That's it. How would you explain that story to Mike in a cool way?
I don't know.
Like... I got shot by a monster, and your dog tags protected my life. Don't worry about what the monster did or how dumb it was. Birds were also fine, so like, I don't know how effective he would have been in general.
I'm okay.
then Leo's like kind of weird for a second, and you can tell he's thinking like, okay, Mike's back.
Right. What does this mean
what
for me?
What does this mean for me? What does it mean as a Red Ranger and a little brother, all that? And then we cut to the Blade Ship, where Scorp just won't let Trakeena fight the Power Rangers. Just will not have it.
No, because he knows what happens when you fight the Power Rangers.
Yeah, you die.
And just the last episode, just 4 short months ago,
yeah,
Trakeena was like, I'm not a fighter.
Yeah. Has she been training?
No, because there's no new general.
No, and it hasn't been any time because Mike is still just back.
Yeah, we're just getting the welcome back.
Unless Leo took 4 months to go, hey, to Mike, for not being dead, actually. He's like, no, we'll talk about this later. But right now I have a new cool guy coming in. His name is Skelecron, I think.
I think that's what it is.
I think I heard Skelecron.
He also has little Skelecrons.
He's got
little Skelecron warriors.
Little skelly boys. They're little dolls, and they're super cute, and they're little Grim Reapers. And apparently he can steal Power Ranger energy and put it right into these little Grim Reapers. More on this story as it develops. So then we go to the theme song, and there's a lot of new stuff. So here are some new things. Mike's in the credits now, so he's sticking around. Bulk and Skull still aren't, but that's okay, because they're dead.
They're gone.
They're just hanging out. What are they doing? Hey, guys. Hey, here's a fun thing. Tell us what you think Bulk and Phenomenus are doing right now. This can be as little as a tweet, or if you want to write some full-blown fan fiction, go ahead. Speaking of, Janine wrote some fan fiction about what Skull is doing on Earth during Lost Galaxy. So
probably more than Bulk and Phenomenus, if I had to guess.
Or
he's still sleeping.
Well, I don't know.
That's and my fan fiction.
I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Hold on, I can find it in like 2 seconds.
It's on fanfiction.net. It's one chapter.
It's the
three words. He's still sleeping.
He's still sleeping by Josh Nichols. Josh, LL Cool Runnings, Nichols. No, that's not it. It's much better than that, I imagine. Let's see. It is on, it's milkshakesinheaven.tumblr.com, and I can't remember if there are spaces or anything, like underscores or anything between them.
That's her. I thought that was like the title of it.
That is the title of it. And she just made a Tumblr because she did not have a fanfiction.net account. Because, like, honestly.
That must still be a thing. Fanfiction.net must still be a place you can go.
Can't imagine it's not. There's also another one. It's Archive of Our Own, I think. I'm not 100% sure. These are just things I follow a lot of cosplayers, and they talk about fan fiction a lot. Anyway, in the theme song, there's like new Zords and new moments, and at the
none of the stuff we get in this episode.
We have not seen any of this new stuff except for Mike.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. Maybe have a different version with just Mike, and then another new one with all of this other stuff in it.
There's a robot who, like, moonwalks upwards to become a Megazord?
Yeah, there's also a cyborg Leo.
What?
You didn't see that?
No, I missed that.
It was, I guess, his version of the muscle butt suit where he had giant gun rig
right,
on him.
He's got this, like, triple gun. Just,
he's just stomping forward with it.
That's so weird. Remember how muscle butt suit was in 3 episodes?
Crazy that they reveal this stuff in a random update to the opening credits.
To their credit, they did not spoil the reveal of this episode, which they usually do.
Yeah, I'm very surprised they did
genuinely
not do
amazed
that.
About that. We come back from the theme song, and Leo is on a hill, and he stuck the sword in the ground, and he's just staring at it. And we know it's coming. Mike pulled the sword, not Leo.
I thought that this was the Magna Defender's sword that he was staring at first.
Yeah.
So I was like, are they just like taking this around? Like, just picture Mike for a minute walking around Terra Venture with the Magna Defender's sword.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this is a good brooding spot. And he sticks it in the ground and leans against a tree and just looks at it.
Well, it was Leo, first of all.
Did I say Mike again?
You did say Mike.
I'm going to do that forever now.
Mike reminds me of someone and I can't figure out
it's
who.
Leo.
It's not Leo. They don't look anything alike.
Nothing?
Not to me, anyway.
They have very different hair.
Their whole bone structure is different.
I guess so. I don't know.
Mike just reminds me of someone, and I cannot figure it out. It's going to bug me forever.
All I know is I never called Leo Mike until he came back.
That's true. Mike should have stayed dead. Or I guess in a chasm.
It was stuck to a sword in a wall.
Stuck in a wall. So Kendricks drives up on a smart car, and she's like, hey, I realize that you're not hype. Why aren't you hype? You should be so hype right
now.
You
didn't stay hype. And Mike's like, oh, I'm hype.
You mean Leo?
Look, he's like Mike.
He is, but he's not quite Mike.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
I don't know either.
Sorry, everybody. Hey, this might just be something we have to live with.
And so he's like, I don't know. And she's like, you are wondering if you should keep the sword. And he's like, well, yeah. I like that Kendrick's is like, I know what's going on immediately. And like,
yeah, this is not a secret.
Yeah. Like, she can figure it out. And she's like, no, like, that's your sword. And before he can like say anything about it, he holds it up in a weird way. No, that's later. Sorry. We'll get there. But Mike comes up.
I was very confused because I thought this was the Magna Defender's sword. So I was like, why are you so upset about a guy that wanted to kill you almost every time you saw him? The last time you saw him, he shot you a million times with his shotgun sword. No,
that was
sword.
Like 2 times ago. Last time he saved him.
That, well, yeah.
And it, the
what
news,
was that episode? Or no, it was the one before
that.
That
was a couple episodes before that, okay, where he just like had him pinned to the ground with shotgun blasts. So Mike comes up. And Kendrick's dips because she doesn't want to be here for this. And Mike just makes everything about the Magna Defender. Like, he's like, Magna Defender gave me a new lease on life. And he pulls some flowers out of the ground. Same ones that Zika gave Magna Defender.
Yeah, I'm never going to take life for granted again. I'm going to rip these flowers out of the ground.
I will so kill these flowers just to remember life, I guess. And then Leo's like, all right, Mike, I gotta tell you something. And he picks up the sword and he holds it in this weird presenting way. And then he gets beeped. And it's Alpha and there's trouble at the plaza. And if you'll remember, like, 9 episodes ago, there was a word I was trying to think of.
Was it plaza?
It was plaza, if anyone is wondering. I was like, it starts with a P. It's like, patio. No, it was plaza. I just couldn't get there. They go to the plaza, and the others are already morphed, and Skeletron is there, and a bunch of buggies are there, and they're all fighting. And Leo and Mike, like, jump in and start fighting buggies. Leo does not morph. Mike is not a Power Ranger. So they just, like, fight as people, and they're doing better than it looked like the Power Rangers were doing.
Mike is a good fighter.
Mike's pretty good.
He's got some moves.
Dude, I know I'm riding Time Force's jock a lot, but, like, wait until you meet Eric. It is, his fighting is beautiful. He is the second coming of Adam Park. It's nice. So good. Mike is very good at fighting.
Yeah, and
though,
Leo's no slouch either. They're both doing some cool stuff. I was just very surprised at how good Mike was.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess since like maybe Turbo going forward, the fights seemed very choreographed and not as athletic or acrobatic as they used to be.
I think there was a lot of good stuff in space, like specifically with Ashley that I can remember, but I think there was like a lot of good stuff, but like it hasn't been like this.
But yeah,
this feels like
season one unmorphed fighting.
Yeah.
Just like cast show off.
Yeah, it was very good. So the others run towards Mike and Leo to like help them with the buggies, and Skeletron steps in front of them and his shield opens and there's like a mirror in there and it blasts them and it absorbs them and turns them into little hexagon pog mirrors.
Hexagon.
Ba-doop. What? Oh, why did I do that noise?
I don't know.
Yeah, and they're little hexagon mirrors. It's really cool. And there's this nice effect of them like trying to get out.
Yeah. It's like shot. It's like a tight close up of the mirror where the Ranger actor is standing like behind the camera, but they're reflected in the mirror.
It's just angled so you just see them.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Looks very cool.
And again, Ryuta Tsuzaki doing some good stuff.
Yeah.
Leo gets hurt because he like kind of freaks out because his friends got caught, and then he takes like a sword to the bicep. And it explodes.
It sparks as if he was morphed.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I guess is the best you can do on a Power Rangers show.
Yeah, there's some redness. Like, there's a wound. It's not, like, bleeding, but there's, like, actual, like...
Yeah, it's not a gash, but it's, like, damaged.
Yeah. And Mike, like, front flips over 8 buggies, grabs Leo, is like, we gotta go, and starts running, and they run away. And then Skeletron's like, whatever, let's just get these back to the warehouse or whatever. I forget what he says, but it's like, let's take
these
powers.
They go to a warehouse.
Let's go do the thing. Back at the boys' apartment, Mike gets Leo in there, and he grabs a first aid kit, and he's, like, very, like, I don't know how to say, like, he's problem-solving. He's like, all right, sit down. And then he, like, gets it. It's very, like, deliberate with everything he's doing. Leo freaks out because he's, like...
He's being fussy.
He's being very fussy, and, like, number one, he got a wound on him, but he's like, you just left him. We can't do that. And Mike's like, there's nothing we can do about it. Like, he would just got us. We got to regroup. And then he's like, oh, he just like stands up and like shoves Mike a little bit. And he just like like pushes him a little. He's like, hey, I put my other dog tag on there. This is the dumb part.
This part's real stupid.
He did, when he did his sweet front flip, he planted the dog tag.
One of them
in a buggy's collar, like where the plates meet. And that he can track the special alloy.
The metal alloy is easily trackable.
It's very special and good at tracking.
The only way this makes any kind of actual sense is if he can, like, give Dekka the other dog tag and be like, find this metal somewhere else on the ship.
He just uses Kai's computer, though.
Well, yeah, he just...
There's a couple of things. Number one, all dog tags have a tracking device in them. I don't think that's the case. That seems a little ridiculous. Number two, there's a distinctive nuclear isotope that he can track very easily.
Oh, his dog tags are radioactive.
Yeah, he says alloy, though, so, like, I don't know. It's the near future.
That's true. And who knows how space tracking works.
Right. It's impossible to understand. We cut back to Skelecron. Before we leave, Leo's like, oh, Mike, you're a genius. And we come back to Skelecron, who's got, like, a thing. There's like a podium statue thing, and there's like these little dolls are in there, the little Skelecron maquettes. I don't know what to...
They're finger puppets.
They're finger puppets. And he's like, he's telling the buggies to, like, he's like, put them in the slots. Yes, color coordinate them. And I just like the attention to detail on that.
So good.
It's real goofy and nice. So Mike tracks them, but at the same time, Skelecron finds the dog tag in one of the buggy's collars, and he pulls it out. He's like, he can track us with this. Like, they just know.
I do want to just point out that there is, on the back of the dog tag, like...
a little blue thing?
Some little blue thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike was like, I should put a chip on this, just in case.
I hope that's what it is.
And that chip has a special alloy in it that you can track.
Yeah, it's a nuclear alloy.
It's trachium.
So he takes the dog tag, the Skelecron, and he throws it on the ground. He steps on it.
Yeah, to short it out.
That won't work if it's just a metal.
Maybe he was just mad. And he was like, oh, this dog tag.
And he just stomped
it because he didn't know what else to do.
It was too late anyway because they already tracked him. And so they sneak up on there, but then... So we got to Mike and Leo sneaking up on the warehouse. Like, all right, they're in here. We just got to find a way in. There's like a door on the other side, but they haven't got there yet. And when they get there, this little Skelecron Fengapapit just pops up and is like, wah. And
starts like wiggling its little arms. It's adorable.
It is very cute. And it reminds me of something. And I can't...
Fengapapits.
I know it reminds me of Fengapapits. I can't quite put my finger on what it is. I hate myself for saying that. It just reminds me of some show. Like, maybe it wasn't a Goosebump or an Are You Afraid of the Dark?
It's the Santa Claus, when he first goes to the North Pole and he has puppets in his bedroom.
I think you might be right.
And he drops his pants and they're like, ah!
Yes. I think that's it. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the little finger puppet.
So many people are like, why do they say
why
it
do they
that
keep
way?
Saying that? Just Google finger puppet. Exactly how you think it's spelled. It's very funny. Because here's what I like about that picture. Is... You might think it's mean, but it's actually not. Like, there's actually nothing mean about this picture. It just is. Anyway, Google it in your own time. It's maybe my favorite meme picture on the internet. I'm crying right now. So the Pappet turns into a full blown Party City Grim Reaper with a scarf, and the scarf is pink.
I guess it's light pink. It looked...
I thought it was white.
White. It must have been like cat pre-pink ranger pink.
That like super duper pale pink. And it fights them, and it has a sword, and the rest of them have sides But this one definitely had a sword.
It did.
And they fight. Leo cuts it in half, and it just turns into a costume. and I really like this effect. Like, I know it's not really an effect, but I like this could be a show. Like, janky, thrown-together monsters that you...
Oh, it is a show. It's called Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Well, yes and no. Those are... like sculpted monsters that just look
right.
like they're
that's right he makes them out of a Play-Doh mold.
Yeah, there's like there's little like I don't know 12 inch articulated G.I. Joe size
4 points of articulation.
Yeah, hot dog, this one's got a karate chop accent. This one turns all the water into salt by lighting trees on fire.
All this and more,
patreon.com. So say Jake and Josh. Then a second one comes in. This one's got a yellow scarf on, and they fight it. And Leo like fights it one on one, and he pulls the sword out of nowhere. It seemed like
in his pocket.
I guess he just had it tucked in his pants, and he blocks a like scythe blast, and it rebounds it back at the Grim Reaper, and it knocks him down, but it doesn't like turn him into clothes,
right?
And it just disarms Leo. Like the sword goes flying. And Mike picks it up and brings it back to Leo, and he's like, hey, here you go. And Leo's like, I'm not supposed to have that. You just did a cool thing with it. Like, it just got knocked out of your hands. Like, you're good on that front if this was the straw.
Yeah.
But he's like, it picked you. You're supposed to get it. And Mike is, like, really cool about it, and he's like, maybe my destiny was to give you the sword because you used it more than I, like, ever could have, and... like, I saw you use it. Like, you have a bond with it.
Yeah, he's like, I pulled it out of the stone, but, like, you have earned being the Red Ranger.
Yeah. And so he gives it. He's like, I don't know. And he turns back around. Or before he turns back around, the thing stands up. This is really cool, like, reveal shot, like,
this
horror
is a,
movie.
This is a timely episode. Because we're watching it the day before Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's just spooky costumes.
It's just a bunch of spookums and stuff. This would have probably come out today if we wouldn't have gotten the plague.
Yeah.
So, today or last Friday, either way.
That damn plague.
That dang plague just done us dirty. There's like this really cool like horror movie shot of the Grim Reaper like sitting up. And then Mike's like, Leo! And throws him the sword. And Leo grabs it and does this like spin. And it starts glowing red as he cuts through the Grim Reaper, which flings the Grim Reaper back, and then is maybe the biggest practical explosion I have seen in American footage on Power Rangers.
It's crazy.
It's enormous, because they're, like, in an alley. And you guys know how big, like a pretty good-sized alley is. It's, like, 3 cars wide, I would say.
Yeah.
The explosion covers the whole thing. Like, it's enormous. And then Leo's like, now I'm doing it. Now you got me doing it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And Leo's like, I guess this was mine.
Yeah, you're right.
Then we come back inside. This is maybe one of my favorite parts. And Skeletron is like, all right, give me the last two. And so, like, the energy goes from the little hexagons down into the Fangapappets, and they pop out into Grim Reapers. And then he's like, go find me the Red Ranger and the other one. And then the door opens, and there's Leo and Mike. And I was super hoping one of them would be like, here they are, boss.
Just like Treacheron when he found the lights of Orion.
I did
because they flew past the ship.
I did this. Look what I found. Then they fight. It's a pretty big fight. It's pretty good. It's just the two of them fighting all the buggies and the last two Grim Reapers and Skeletron. Skeletron is a He-Man. It's Skeletor. What's Skeletron? That's got to be something.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's Skeletron. And Leo does this, like, sword Hadouken to knock them out of the building. And they land outside, and all the mirrors fly out of his pocket, even though they were in the statue. Or no, what happens is it breaks his mirror and his shield.
Yeah, because I think so, because the other mirrors were still in the podium.
They were, but he definitely, now that I'm thinking about it, he definitely said, like, the mirrors are broken.
Maybe they're linked to his mirrors?
Maybe. Look, guys, I don't remember what happened.
That part's a little weird.
Because
he drops one that's like 4, but they're stuck together in like a banana shape.
Right.
He drops that, and the mirrors break.
And then the Rangers
But the Power Rangers come out of the mirrors still in the podium.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it's not perfect.
Well, no. It's an episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be perfect. Like, if it was perfect, I'd be worried. I'd be like, what's next?
Right. Oh, this next episode is going to be scary.
Island of Illusion part three. The Rangers pop out of these mirrors, and Kendrick's just proven that she's the best one, is like, looks at Leo and is like, is everything all right? And he's like, yeah, because they had the talk earlier. And right. She's like, hey, did you figure your stuff out yet? It's really good that, like, she was just imprisoned in a mirror and her first thing out is like, Leo, you good?
Are you going to drink the milk? That's How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, from the first season.
From the end of the first season.
Yeah, sorry. I watched that in 2005. So,
well, look.
It's been a minute. Are you watching it again?
No, but I don't watch a lot of, like, whole TV shows like that.
I don't know if I could watch it again.
I don't know if I could watch it again, but there's a lot of stuff that has just stayed with me. That being one of them.
I completely forgot about it. Anyway, he's like, yeah, I drank the milk. So then they morph, and it's like the best morph they've done, because they're all staying together, and Leo's got his sword out, and they finally call Go Galactic.
And also, Mike is here.
They come back from morphing, and Mike's just standing there, like, shoulders squared, not doing anything.
No, but he's ready to if need be.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So they fight. I forget exactly the order, but Mike is fighting some buggies, but he's basically just hockey fighting them.
Yeah.
Like, he's got one in a headlock, and he's kicking another one.
And he, like, throws a thumbs up at Leo.
Yeah, Leo's, like, doing really good. And then
we go through, like, all the Rangers fighting, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a fight scene in this episode where Kendrick's does some baller moves.
That's got to be now.
I think it's this one, because she's doing, like, a lot of, like, spins and mid-air spirals as she, like, lands in a sweep and kicks one down. She's kicking butt.
Maya was also doing some pretty awesome stuff. She did a rolling senton onto one of the buggies that was down, and then kicked off a wall, kicked a buggy, landed in a leg sweep. It was pretty awesome. The girls are doing real good. I could not tell you what Damon or Kai did.
I don't think Kai said anything this episode.
I think in the very beginning he was like, yeah, to Mike.
Yay.
Mike's back.
Also, I'm not sure if Maya said much. I know Damon has one line.
Damon's got one line, and Maya also probably had the, like, yeah, Mike, yay, in the beginning.
You did it. You came back from the dead.
It feels like only three Rangers are allowed to talk in any given episode.
It's very weird.
It's real weird. So we cut to some Sentai footage, and it's Leo versus Skeletron. I keep calling him Skeletron. Skelecron, one-on-one. And they fight for, like, a second. They do that, like, run past each other sword fight. And Leo gets, like, knocked off balance a little bit, but then the other Rangers come up, and it's lights mode time, and they turn into a fireball and shoot through him, and they kill him. But they don't kill him because he grows, because Power Rangers.
Yep.
And then they immediately hop in the Megazord. Like, they jump in, transforming into the Megazord.
I don't even think they call the Galactic Beasts.
They didn't. Leo, it literally cuts from him, like, Skeletron growing, to Leo teleporting into the cockpit, saying transform, and then shot of the Megazord finishing getting put together.
Yeah.
And they do lights mode on that, and then they fight for a second, but Skeletron puts them in a big mirror.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, they do some, like, back and forth punching, and then they get stuck in a mirror. And Skeletron, I guess, just laughs at them for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, he spends quite a bit of time gloating. They're, like, pounding on it, and it starts chipping a little bit, but not, like, breaking.
Well, that's a Megazord.
It's very
powerful.
It's
a big mirror, but it's still a mirror.
It's still glass. Magic glass, but glass still. Right. So then we cut back down to Mike, and he's like, I need to do something. And we cut to
it like,
apartment.
Zooms in on his hand first, and he's, like, making an Arthur fist.
And then we cut to the apartment, and it's just in the apartment. I know it's supposed to be showing you the Magnet Defender sword, but I could not see it.
It was just, like,
on the coffee table.
On the coffee table.
That's not a good place for your swords, guys.
No, don't just leave those on the coffee
table.
That
stabbed monsters. Like, there's monster guts on there, unless you cleaned it.
I'm sure they sterilized it.
I hope so. I didn't even notice it, so it was just like, You remember their apartment?
Yeah, because it starts shaking.
I guess
and the gem lights up green.
I don't know what happened.
You were probably taking a note.
Probably. I remember seeing the apartment and I was just like, that's it. So then it cuts back to Mike and Magna Defender and Zika's ghosts walk up.
They just like walk out of nothing.
They just ghost up.
They're like, yo.
They're like, hey,
yo, Mike.
Mike, it's your destiny to become the Magna Defender now. And he summons the Magna Defender sword and gives it to Mike. And, like, morphers appear on his wrists, and they're not good. They're just, like...
They're very chunky.
They're chunky, and they're not detailed in any way. It's just, like, here are some blocks on your wrist.
It's a dollar store version of the morphers.
These are powerful rangers.
But he's gonna morph here in a minute.
Yeah.
And that's pretty rad.
It is. It's also the most American morph sequence I've ever seen.
Not the sequence itself, but just, like, he has to plug one into the other.
Yeah.
Like a key.
Like a Zio.
Or
a Turbo.
That's cool as heck.
It is pretty awesome. Those are my favorite morphers. I love two-part morphers.
And then it like zooms out and there's a storm behind him and he gets struck by lightning and turns into the Magna Defender.
He throws the sword up in the air before and then does his morph. And then it cuts to the storm and like some graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
And lightning. And the sword lands in his hand and he just transforms and it's like, like, that's it. Like, there's no, like, whooshing or anything. It's just like, boom, Magna Defender. But now, he's the Magna Defender. And I kind of love this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
And he doesn't sound like Batman.
Yeah.
He just sounds like Mike.
It's just Mike. Toe to tip. That's just Mike. So then, Tauros is a-coming. This is before Mike Morse. I forgot. Tauros is, like, there. Like, hey, on my way. Here to help. And then Mike morphs, grows, combines with Toro, and kills Skelecron in about 1 second.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, 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 boom. And then Leo is like, who is that? What? And then
even when he first comes in, when he first stomps in after he is combined with the Toro Zord, Skelecron looks at him and he's like, what is he doing here?
Yeah, you're dead. You can't be here. We cut down to the construction site or warehouse parking lot, wherever they were, and all five rangers run up to Mike, who I guess teleported or demorphed and all that, and just landed back where he was.
Exactly where he was.
And they're like, you're the Magna Defender now? And he's like, yeah, that was my destiny.
He says it like he knew the whole time.
Yeah, he did it. Here's a pretty good thing, though. Damon's like, a bull's pretty cool, but it's no condor. And then we cut to a shot of Toro looking at him over a warehouse, like, heard you talking shit, Damon.
Well, I say that to my face.
Yeah. And Damon's like, whoa, nope. My bad. And then we cut to a place we haven't seen with some people we've never seen before. There's Commander in front of a council.
Yeah, this is like the High Council of Terra Venture. This is the government, right?
Right? It has to be. But it seems like some Illuminati stuff.
It does, because we have had no mention of anybody above the commander until now, and it's a council of like six people.
But I guess he has to report in to these people, and like their uniforms are like different and fancier.
Yeah, they're sitting around a weird globe table, and he's like, We were 5.5 light years away from
Earth. 5.5 light years away. Our fuel is good. We're doing great.
Yeah, he's like, we should just keep going the speed we're going in the direction we're going. And they're like, approved.
Yeah, we've considered your proposal and we approve. And then Mike comes in.
He just walks in.
Just walks right into this Illuminati meeting. And Commander's like, Mike, thought we left you on the moon. And Mike's like, well...
He's like, I can explain. I got nothing.
And then something that kind of bugs me, but I'm willing to give it to BOTD because it's not as bad as Zane, but it kind of tiptoes up to that Zane line. Because then the woman who is, I feel like, the head Illuminati in here. And that's just what I'm going to call him.
Until we get an official name. Yeah. And then even probably after.
Yep. She's like, I don't care why he's back. We're just glad to have you back, Mike, because you're so good and cool.
Well, he could literally just be like, well, the Power Rangers came and got me when they dropped off.
Yeah.
The kid.
No, but that was like 6 weeks ago.
Matthew?
Matthew.
That was his name.
Yep.
Well, but they have the ability to just go back to Earth.
But they're very far away now. I don't know if they still can. I mean, they still might. We don't know. Right. But I don't know if they can or not. I think the easiest way to explain it would have been, I got trapped in a wormhole and now I'm out.
Also, if they're 5.5 light years away from Earth,
they are
going
cruising
faster than the speed of light.
Yeah.
Which, as far as we know, is impossible.
Yeah. Because they have traveled 5.5 light years in 16 episodes.
I'll say a month. I'll say they've been on Terra Venture for a month.
I will say 4 months.
Okay, that's still ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's so fast.
That's very fast. I'm not going to do the math on that.
No.
Certainly. That's ridiculous. If you want to do the math, feel free. But Illuminati president is like, Mike, you're so cool and good. I'm glad you're back. And Commander's like, good enough for me, I guess. And he's like, report to command tomorrow. You're back on the job. And Mike takes a step out. And there's some people out there.
It's like some guards that he presumably just walked past.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's me. I am Mike.
You know, Mike. And they're like, Mike? Oh, we love Mike.
We love Mike. Come on in, Mike.
Come on in.
What was his job that he has high council clearance?
He had to be second in command.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it felt like, is he was, like, either that or he was, like, head of operations. Like, Commander is, like, top guy, except right now there's the Illuminati, but, like, he was top guy, and then Mike was the guy in charge of, like, doing stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure. But Mike takes a step out. There's some people out there. The door's not even shut yet. And he goes, yes! And it pauses on his goofy face and him fist pumping. And it's like, dude, you look so ridiculous.
Why did he do that?
Because he's just happy to have a job, man.
He's the opposite of Leo.
He's the anti-Leo.
Leo is just like, working's not for me. And Mike is like, all I want to do
is
work.
I just want to work. I've been trapped in a magnet defender for 4 months. I just want to do some work, finally. But that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Josh,
yep.
What's the best?
I think just like, this is kind of an abstract best.
That's fine. That's what the best are for.
But just like how good this episode felt and how I felt like I was watching Power Rangers. Like,
yes.
Like old Power
Rangers. Capital P, capital R, yeah. Power Rangers.
Because like the monster has a goofy power and they use it very well.
Yeah, and like it doesn't have any Sentai footage until the very end.
Yeah.
All of it's American, but like it's done in a way that is like it works and is charming.
And the Megazord gets into trouble.
Yeah, finally.
I don't like that there's just a bailout button, but not much we can do about that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta like Mike became the Magnet Defender, you gotta let him like just murk someone right off.
And I'm glad they didn't push that obvious reveal for like 4 episodes before it happened.
Right, yeah, like it was 1 episode. Like you know he's gonna be, because like going into it, you're like, the first thing he does is pick up the sword and he's like, Magnet Defender's the best. Here's a quick recap of the life and times.
Right. And also a little later, I'm gonna talk him up again.
Yeah. And it's like we know what's coming, and Leo is like, they mask it very well by Leo being like, okay, you're the Red Ranger. And him being like, no, that's you. That's not me. And it just felt really good. Like, it was a good feeling episode. I will also best that.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? Maybe my best is the Fangapapins.
They're good.
It was very cute.
I also want to, like, just mention, this could probably be a final thought, but I'll just do it now. In the final fight, when they like come together as the fireball and just blast through the monster,
yeah,
it feels like they built up to that rather than just like, we win now.
Because they fought him for a little while.
Because they had to fight. They went through the unmorph fights with the buggies.
Yeah.
They had an unmorph fight with the monster.
Yeah.
Leo and Mike did.
Then they had a morph fight with the monster, and then they finally got to that.
Yeah, and then they isolated the monster and hit him with their final move, which knocked him down, but he got up again, and then they had the Megazord.
And like they had to go through like 4 like sub-generals with the Grim Reapers. Like,
yeah.
It was really good.
Everything just felt so tight and crisp. Yeah.
It's a really weird best, so Benny, good luck trying to figure out how to write that down on the list. What is the worst?
I think just that weird mirror moment.
Yeah,
Because it's a weird continuity error of like...
I mean, it might not be, but it just doesn't make sense.
Even if he did have a separate set of mirrors that were magically linked to the other ones, that was not set up beforehand.
No, because they did definitely come out of the weird bone podium thing. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably also my worst. And who's the MVP?
Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally think it's Mike. Because, like...
Not just because, like, he's the Magna Defender now. But right. Before that, he was like, I'm not a Power Ranger, but I'm gonna be a Power Ranger with you guys.
He was doing... This is the like the best version of the Tommy doesn't have powers deal.
Yeah.
Like, where he's like...
Instead of disappearing to his uncle's cabin for a month, fights alongside them as a human.
But also, it's never like, oh, I'm so mad that I don't have powers like you guys. Like, you wouldn't understand what it's like to lose powers. Like, Mike's just like... I don't have powers, but like, you know, I still got
these fists.
I got these guns. Mike was awesome in this episode. His acting isn't like the best, but it's
pretty good.
It's not distractingly bad.
Yeah, it's passable.
Yeah.
It's not Justin just yelling all of his lines.
Yeah. Ooh, he got better.
He got better. I don't know if he ever got good.
No, I didn't say that. anyway, lastly, we have to put this on the list.
Yeah.
So where do you think it goes, Josh?
I'm topping it off.
I don't know. I want to agree, but I also think Redemption Day was very good.
All right. Let's make the executive decision now. We have to hammer this out. No ties.
No ties. We can't tie. If we have to flip a coin, we'll do it. But okay.
Okay.
So
it's been a week since I've seen Redemption Day.
Right.
And I just saw this one, and I'm still kind of hyped from this episode.
Yeah, riding that hype train. Here's my only thing for Redemption Day is all of the Magna Defender sacrificing him stuff was so well shot. I know it was all, like, Sentai footage for the most part, but, like, still, it's still in the Power Rangers episode. It was so well shot, and, like, going between Zika and... like the Zika ghost scenes that were like very calm and serene, back to like him struggling through it and all like the suit acting that went on in that.
Yeah.
I think that was super good. And it was like a really well told, like the Power Rangers won't give up on this guy that hates them because they know that there's good in him. So that's my reasoning for that.
All right.
I do see the case for this going to number one. Though.
I think I can concede and bump this to number two, but it's by a 0.1 points.
It is a hair's breadth.
Yeah.
Okay. So coming in at number two, Destined for Greatness. Yeah, man. Of the last four episodes, they've all been in the top four. So we're hitting our stride finally.
Yep.
That's gonna do it for us for today, though. I think the next episode is called Stolen Beauty.
Stolen Beauty.
The description was like, Trakina doesn't want to be a bug like her dad or something, so I'm kind of excited.
Oh man, are we gonna get like a person Trakina?
God, I hope so. I don't know what
she sheds her bug skin and it's just Teresa in there.
Oh, that'd be so good. Because I am a noted fan of Ronnie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like it should be a fun time. So that's on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Oh, Shannon posted a new page of the very best. Oh, this page is cute as hell.